You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavor swirling together with cold brew, topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. And that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Chairs No Waiting, episode number 695, Mayberry Meetup 2022 report. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you by the folks over at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Drop by over at Weavers because they got some brand new stuff. They're taking pre-orders right now for Becoming Thelma Lou. It's a autobiography by Betty Lynn. Definitely want to check it out. It'll be coming out in August. And while you're there, check out the new tea towel. It's a Mayberry tea towel with all kinds of Mayberry pictures on it. I think you'd enjoy it. Head over to WeaversDepartmentStore.com to check it out. And Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations by listeners just like you. The executive producer of episode number 695 is Lynn Thomas. So thank you, Lynn. Thank you for your support of the show. And thank you for being here with me. So this year marked the 10th anniversary of the Mayberry meetup in Mount Airy, North Carolina. And you know, you might ask, you know, what in the world is a Mayberry meetup? Now, if you have never heard of it, it's a great time. But what I ask everybody to do, I asked them last week and several have done it, to call in or write in. And most everybody just called, which is awesome. Thank you so much. I even got one video. So if you're watching the video podcast, you're going to be able to see a video report, which is great. But I asked them to give their reports because I have a point of view because of what I do that I enjoy telling you about, but I really wanted to hear other people's thoughts. So this time we're going to be able to do that. So we got a bunch of voicemail. Not all of them are about the meetup. So don't run away if you don't, want to hear about the meetup. They're not all about the meetup. So we're going to take off first here. We had an observation or a comment here from Belvis. So we're going to hear from them right away. So Belvis, take it away.
Hey, Alan, this is Belvis Morgan. Love the podcast. Came across this information the other day. I thought you might be interested in if you don't know it already. It says Elvis Presley was the opening act for Andy Griffith's comedy tour. This was back in 1955. The tour was 9 shows in 5 Florida cities, beginning in Fort Myers. He was still known as the Hillbilly Singer, and this was before his breakthrough hit record, Heartbreak Hotel. Elvis was 6th on the list of billing for this show. The show made stops in Orlando, Jacksonville, Daytona Beach, Tampa, and Fort Myers. The following year, Elvis and Andy would appear together on the Steve Allen Show in a skit called Range Roundup, and these two entertainers were the subject of a 1994 country hit by a Confederate Railroad called Elvis and Andy. And I'm sure you've heard that, but just thought I would send that to you. And if you hadn't heard about it, thanks for the show.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. I actually did a podcast episode about that at one point, and I think it all got blocked, at least the video version. So yes, there are a lot of pictures. If you go out and search for Elvis and Andy, you'll be able to find a lot of pictures related to that Steve Allen appearance that they were on together. They did a little comedy routine with Steve Allen, and it's a lot of fun. There's even video of that. If you go out and search for it, you'll be able to find it real easy in the video section because it had Elvis Presley and Imogene Coca and Andy Griffith and Steve Allen were all a part of that skit. And it's definitely fun to see, if nothing else, just because you're seeing Elvis doing a little bit of comedy along with Andy Griffith. So thank you so much for calling in. That was a great reminder about that. So definitely go out. Just all you got to do is go and search for Andy Griffith and Elvis Presley. And I guarantee you, you'll find exactly what he was talking about. Oh, and by the way, the music video for Elvis and Andy by Confederate Railroad featured the Mayberry deputy, David Browning himself, who appeared at Mayberry Days for so many years until about 3 years ago when he retired. and stepped back from performing as Barney. But he was featured as Barney on that video. So if you look up Confederate Railroad, Elvis and Andy, you'll see David Browning if you look closely. So thank you again for those great memories. And now we're going to hear from Steve Jackson about the Mayberry meetup.
Steve Jackson here, a.k.a. Indiana Steve, a.k.a. Darlin', Briscoe Darlin'. For Rita and myself, this year's Mayberry meetup was about a lot of firsts. We met several new friends that were coming for the first time, watched the Mayberry Man movie, not a first for us, but the first time watching it in Mount Airy at the Andy Griffith Playhouse that we had never been to before. After the movie, the entire meetup was invited to the Thompson House, where Miss Alice Hawks treated us all to tea and a dessert soiree. The food was plentiful and delicious. First time on the Mount Airy trolley for a tour of the town and guided by, never for a loss of words, Norm Schultz. Walking downtown and seeing the recently completed Andy Griffith mural at the corner of Moore and Renfro Street. We totally enjoyed all these firsts for us at Mount Airy, but nothing can beat the fellowship of the gatherings in the evenings back at the gazebo at the Mayberry Motor Inn. Always starts out with a lot of socializing, followed by trivia, and this year's two nights worth of silent auctions and raffles, both which were huge successes due to those who donated items. And to those bidders and ticket buyers, we passed any expectation I had of the amount we would raise for Alan and his podcast. Saturday night's entertainment started out with our annual amateur tribute artist contest. Approximately 18 people participated, and as usual, the contest provided plenty of laughs and fun. The Tipsy Ladies Aid Committee and Barney and his deputies had us rolling in the aisles. Each evening was topped off by Andy Griffith shows shown on the big screen after dark. To say the 10th annual Mayberry meetup was a success would be an understatement. It was big, really big. Alan, keep up the great work and can't wait until the 11th annual Mayberry meetup.
Thank you, Steve. And so if you're watching the video version, I'm kind of showing pictures of some of the stuff that happened during the Mayberry meetup. Everything from just visiting, sitting around the gazebo at the Mayberry Motor Inn, to heading over to the Snappy Lunch for a pork chop sandwich, checking out the Andy Griffith murals, the brand new mural that they painted on the wall over. It's in the, basically, if you go to the Loaded Goat in their parking lot, you'll see it right across the parking lot from you. And so Jan and I went over there and got our picture made in front of it. It was great fun. And we'll be talking about that later because I noticed some stuff I wanted to talk to you about just to give you a little insight. Had a great time doing the Mayberry Man movie that he mentioned. Get to see it at the Andrew Griffith Playhouse. Wow, what a great time that was. Folks, we're trying to raise money right now, too, to get the Mayberry Man, the series done. So if you want to be interested or would like to be a part of that, and are interested in donating, head over to the show notes for Two Chairs No Waiting, and you'll see exactly how to do that. There's a link there. You can do it. But what a great time we had. It wasn't crowded, but the main reason was when we originally thought we were going to be showing the Mayberry Man movie during the meetup, it was supposed to be in the Andy Griffith Show or Andy Griffith Museum Theater, which is fairly small. So we didn't really publicize it too much because I was afraid it would fill up and people wouldn't be able to get in. Luckily, they moved us up to the Andy Griffith Playhouse, but it was only about 2 hours before it actually was shown that we found out about that. So if you didn't get to see the Mayberry Man movie there in Mount Airy because you thought it would be full, I'm sorry about that. Anyway, that's what happened. So let's see, we've got some more voicemails. So let me head back over. And they're not all Mayberry meetup related. So let's go and check this one out from Duke.
Hi, Alan. This is Duke from Ohio. The discussion you had the last couple of weeks about how Helen and Thelma Lou met prompted me to call and ask three questions I've often wondered that I've never been able to find the answers to. One, what did Thelma Lou do for a living? Two, how many times did Andy actually put on a sidearm and go into action wearing a gun? And three, I noticed in one of the episodes that it was one of the episodes where the bus came into town. There was a second drugstore. It wasn't Walker's drugstore. It was a second drugstore. It was behind the bus. What was the name of that drugstore? And was that ever part of any show plots? Thank you. Bye.
Hey, that's some great questions. I can help answer at least two of them. And I'm going to need help because I do not know the answer to question two you had about the sidearms. How many times did Andy wear a sidearm and go out to enforce the law? I don't know the answer to that. So what did Thelma Lou do for a living? All that we know is that she worked in an office. That's all we know. We don't know exactly what she did. But since she was Ben Matlock's secretary named Sarah on the Matlock, on Matlock, maybe Thelma Lou was also a secretary. She worked in an office, could be a secretary. We don't know, but we do know she worked in an office. Now, like I said, I don't know question two. I don't know how many times he did that. I looked, there's a book called Inside Mayberry. It's got all kinds of stuff about Mayberry statistics. And it's even got things like how many times Andy, let's see, where is it? How many number of times Barney loaded his bullet? Eight times. Number of times Barney accidentally fired his pistol? Eight times. It's kind of a coincidence, isn't it, that he loaded it eight times and he shot it eight times. That's kind of funny. Number of times Andy shot the courthouse ceiling with Barney's gun? That's one. So I thought it might have that answer, but I could not find it in this book. And it may be in one of the other books. But if anybody in either our chat room or our listening audience, if you know, let me know. I don't know the answer to that question. Now, the third one, he was talking about Franklin Pharmacy. So Franklin Pharmacy was another pharmacy there in Mayberry. That is 100% sure that it was there. I don't think it was ever really used in an episode. As you mentioned, it was just a store that you could see and on the show. So it was definitely there. And if you look for it, you will find it. No doubt. All right. So thank you again. Thanks for calling in, Duke. Those were good questions. Now we're going to go hear from Ross, and then we'll be able to see a little bit about Ross is telling us. So Ross, take it away.
Yes. My name is Ross Spears. I am Rebecca's husband. I am not really a huge Andy Griffith Show fan, but I've been coming to the meetups and the festivals for years because of her great love for it and interest in it. This was the first meetup that I actually really seriously participated in, and the opportunity to play a drunken Aunt B with the phenomenal friends of Rebecca's that played the Ladies Aid Society with me was more fun than I have ever had since high school pranks, period. I have gotten to be friends with many of the Andy Griffith Show Rewatchers Club family over the years because of my wife, comma, and I now consider them my friends as well. Thanks for letting a hanger honor be a part of this group. Exclamation mark. Thank you.
Thank you, Ross. Wow, we had a great time. And let me just, okay, if you're watching the video, you're going to be able to see this. But if you're not, you're just going to have to, it's just going to be, the best that you can do. Let's go and check this out real quick here.
Hey, Alan.
What's wrong one?
This is South Carolina.
Wrong one.
I just want to share a few words about.
Hold on, Alan. Alan messed up here. Let me fix this.
Only my second meetup to go to.
That was Cody. That's not the one I meant to do. So let's try that again. So we were talking about Ross. So I want to take you over and see Ross. I'm trying to find the right one that I did this in. I thought I had it in this one, but it's not there. Oh, wait. Let's try this. There we go. All right. So let's go and check this guy's out. You're going to want to see this. This is what Ross was talking about. We won't show it all or listen to it all. But this is the Ladies Auxiliary. They had all been drinking.
Y'all been drinking? Barney.
Colonel Harvey's Indian Elixir.
Excuse me, ladies. This is a raid.
So it's the entire group of Aunt B's friends from church, the Ladies Auxiliary.
Oh, my goodness.
and they have all been drinking Colonel Harvey's Indian Elixir, and they're gassed.
If you put this on Facebook, I'll see you with my name.
It was a lot of fun. So, folks, this is part of the amateur tribute artist contest that we have during the meetup. And it's just where folks can just gather together and come together and do, you know, just have fun. They dress up like characters from the show and do things in front of all the other fans that are there. And it's not really a contest. It's much more of just a gathering to have fun. And, wow, we did have fun. Some great laughs. I want to thank the ladies who did it, and I also want to thank Ross, who called in and talked about how much fun he had, because it really is a lot of fun. You don't get in any trouble, and folks laugh and just have a great time. So Ross was Aunt B, and he was a last-minute replacement, but he stepped in like a trooper, and, boy, he came in there dressed up like Aunt B, and it was a great time. We had a lot of fun. So thank you, Ross. Thanks for calling in. And hopefully nobody got sued for putting it on Facebook. All right. So since I already started it a second ago, let's go and hear from Cody, who actually took time to actually video himself and come in here.
Sit around and fellowship
talk
with
us.
One another.
So I'm going to start it all over because you can hear him talking there.
Thank you to everyone.
But let's start him over. So here's Cody. Let's go. Yeah, we'll hear from him. South Carolina Cody himself.
Hey, Alan and everyone. This is South Carolina Cody. And I just wanted to share a few words about the 10th annual Mayberry Meetup. Now, this is only my second meetup to go to, but I feel like I've been going for years because of how much fun it is. No matter what you do, whether it's the trolley tours in town, eating at the restaurants, or what we all come to do, sit around and fellowship with one another and watch episodes. And I also want to say a special thank you to everyone who contributed to the meetup and making it what it is. We all received something on Saturday night, I believe. One of these. This is a hanger from the estate of Betty Lynn, and it's got a nice little tag here, hanging on to the memory of Betty Lynn. Things like this, or what my good buddy Indiana Steve gave me, because I didn't win anything in the raffle. I think that was rigged. Here's my bullet keychain that Steve gave me. Material things are great, and they bring a lot of memories, good memories to you, but to me, it's what's in the heart. The Mayberry spirit is what we all embody, whether it's at the Mayberry Meetup, at Mayberry Days in September, or any time in our daily lives, or just sitting at home watching episodes. You can't put a price on that, and I wouldn't take anything for it either. So, Alan and Jan, thank you so much for everything you do to keep Mayberry alive and for the podcast here, Two Chairs, No Waiting. And I look forward to every Monday night chatting with everyone and visiting, and I look forward to seeing you at the next meetup. And it may vary days.
Well, thank you, Cody. That is awesome. It's always great to hear from you guys directly. And Cody, actually, if you watch the video version of the podcast, you're getting to see Cody. And he shows pictures and everything. Wow. Thank you for all the extra work you did, Cody, to do that. And, man, the meetup is a lot of fun. So, really, part of the thing I'm trying to do tonight, or whenever you're listening, is to encourage you to go to one of these meetups. You're hearing from fellow Andy Griffith Show fans who love the Andy Griffith Show and enjoy spending time and talking to one another. And I definitely want to encourage you to experience that because I know how much you would enjoy it. And we've just heard from people talking about that. All right. That's a couple of in a row that were just about the meetup. So for those of you who didn't get to go to the meetup, here's another question that we got. This one's from Frank. Let's hear from Frank.
Hi there, this is Frank from Malden, new listener to the podcast, and the way I discovered you was by watching Mayberry Man. Now, when we started watching this film just recently, we watched it via Amazon, my wife and I both looked at each other, and we had the same thought, that your impersonation of Floyd, at least particularly on Mayberry Man, seemed to have a little bit of a Norm Macdonald bent. In fact, we asked ourselves, is that actually Norm Macdonald playing this role before he passed away? Then after that, we watched Mayberry Effect, and we learned that from an impersonator standpoint, you all tend to add something of your own to it. So here's my question. I'm curious if you were a Norm Macdonald fan and you were bringing that in your impersonation. I'm also wondering if Norm Macdonald's cadence, if you actually listen to him talk, is very similar to Floyd the Barber. And so I'm wondering whether or not he brought that into his comedy, or if we are just completely oblivious to all of this and it's just all by chance that there's this similarity in voice acting, if you will. So keep up the good work. We're really enjoying the podcast. Look forward to hopefully Mayberry Man the series, and have a wonderful week. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Wow, thank you. Wow, being compared to Norm Macdonald, that's pretty good. Now, I will tell you that you're not the first person that's actually asked that or said that before. No, I don't. I didn't base anything I've ever done on Norm Macdonald, but I have heard him. So, that is not where I came up with Floyd. Now, whether his cadence came from Floyd as well as mine, I don't know. That's a good question. I've never heard that question asked. But I have definitely been told before that the way I do Floyd is reminds them of Norm Macdonald. So for those that don't know, he was on Saturday Night Live for years, a comedian, and passed away not too long ago. But a very funny fellow, and I'm honored to be mentioned in the same sentence with him. So thank you for that. All right. So now let's hear from Ronnie Felker. He's got a Mayberry meetup report as well.
Hello, Alan Newsom. This is Ronnie Felker, Fearless Five. Just want you to know I really enjoyed the Mayberry meetup. It was a nice, relaxed event. Brought some of my family, first time they ever been to Matt Area, and they really enjoyed it. They told me, said, everybody knows you and you know everybody. Well, that's what Mayberry's all about, ain't it? Well, Mayberry's big. Oh, big ain't the word for it. God bless. Appreciate all you do. Look forward to seeing everybody at Mayberry Days.
Well, Ronnie, thanks for taking time to call in. I really do appreciate it. Ronnie was there, and we did a tribute to our friend Dewey Lamb, and Ronnie had written one, a tribute to him, and I actually have it printed out right here in my hand, that he had written for Dewey, and I meant to let him perform that during the meetup, and I completely forgot. So I hate that, but thanks for coming and, thanks for everything, Ronnie. I really appreciate that. All right. So we have another, report coming up, and this one is not about Mayberry Days. This is about the garbage disposal question I raised last week, with a corrected answer. So Maria.
Hi, Alan. It's Maria Tolera. The trivia question you asked about the garbage disposal. There were actually two garbage disposals in two different episodes. The question was about the one that the garbage disposal that Empy won on the game show, among other prizes. And then later on in the color episodes, she had a brooch that her aunt had given her that she lost, and she used the insurance money to buy another garbage disposal. Who knows what happened to the first one? But and then she found the brooch, and the brooch went down the garbage disposal. So.
Oh, she got cut off there. So, yeah. So thank you very much, Maria, for the answer, because I didn't recall that at all. I did remember her winning the garbage disposal on the prize. And then I knew the garbage disposal had something to do with the brooch, but I couldn't actually remember. So she bought a new one. So I guess, so she must have broken, because I thought that was the one thing that she kept when she returned all the prizes from the game show. I'm going to have to go watch that episode, so I'll know what's happening. So thank you very much for calling in with that clarification. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Now we're going to hear from Rob, who also came to the meetup. So let's hear from Rob.
Hello, Alan, and everyone out there in Mayberry land, and Jan as well. I just wanted to say how much I enjoyed the 10th annual Mayberry meetup. I'm Rob Compton from Reidsville, North Carolina. It was our first time to be at the gazebo at the Mayberry Motor Inn, and we just had a ball. We certainly felt like family and talked to new folks that we've never met before, but we felt like we've known them for many, many years. I've always thought that strangers are just friends we haven't met yet. So I just want to say how much we enjoyed it. I certainly enjoyed the tribute artist amateur parade, and just laughed our heads off with that and had a great time. And of course, we enjoyed Professor Brower's lecture, and I believe he enjoyed it more than we did with that packed room filled with super fans of the Andy Griffith Show. I mean, the best of the best. And we also enjoyed downtown Mayberry and seeing familiar faces. And we enjoyed the new mural of Andy on that side street. It just reminds you, Mount Airy just reminds you of how much Mount Airy is like Mayberry, Andy's hometown. So God bless you and Jan, and thanks again for all that you did and all the work that the others did. It was a group effort. It was obvious how much work goes into that meetup, and we certainly hope to be a guest there. Well, actually, we hope to be family there next year at the 11th annual Mayberry meetup. Hope to see y'all at Mayberry Days, and we're just excited about coming to Mayberry Days. And and on a side note, I was real happy that I got a raffle ticket and I won the new book by Spirit Walker and had my picture taken with Randy Turner. So that was a highlight as well. I've enjoyed meeting so many of the folks. So again, thanks a lot for a great Mayberry meetup, and we'll see you again. Y'all have a great Mayberry week.
Well, thank you, Rob. Thanks for calling in and kind of rubbing it in to Cody a little bit. You know, he bought raffle tickets and didn't win a single thing. So Cody mentioned that just a minute ago. And thank you. Thanks for buying the raffle tickets, and I'm glad you won something. And I agree with you. Neil Brower's class that was there at the Andy Griffith Museum Theater that we did on Saturday. I think Neil did enjoy it as much as anybody, because there's usually he has a crowd of about 20, I think, in that range. And there were 70 some odd people there that day, sharing the love of the Andy Griffith Show with one another, really. And it was packed. There wasn't an empty seat in the entire house. And it was a pretty amazing event. And Neil had all kinds of stuff where he had written his book, Mayberry 101. He had all kinds of information there with him, carrying it around with him in a little bag. And I was like, is this the only copy? And he said, yes. I was like, oh my gosh, go home and copy this. you got to have a backup somewhere of this, because it was done at a time when it was all done on a typewriter and stuff. There is no computer backup of these things. So anyway, great job by Neil, and thank you. I'm so glad that you enjoyed yourself, Rob. So let's go on now and hear, we'll go hear from Jonna. So this was her first trip, I do believe. Let's hear from her.
Hi, Alan. This is Jonna Clark from the Blood Brothers chapter in Marceline, Missouri. My husband Robert and I attended our first meetup last weekend. And oh my, it won't be our last. It was wonderful. We enjoyed seeing old friends. We really enjoyed making new friends. Oh yeah, there was that one guy that was kind of raised a stir. Sean of the South was really fun to meet. But it was just magnificent from the time we got to town. We enjoyed the museum and riding the trolley. We went to the Snappy Lunch, Professor Brower's lecture, and just being with other Andy fans was just magnificent. And I have to say that Robert entered the amateur tribute artist contest as Brian Jackson, the sculptor in the colored episode. And that is not in his personality. So the very fact that he got up there was a big deal. So thank you to you and Jan and everyone who planned the weekend and is responsible for the fun we all have. Probably the icing on the cake was when we were able to stay at Andy's home place for two nights. That just helped us immerse ourselves and have a great Mayberry experience. So once again, thank you. Until next time, bye-bye.
Well, thank you so much. And Robert did enjoy himself, and it was great to have him there with us. Oh, I was trying to get the right picture in here where we could see it for those of you. But he was dressed up like the sculptor who did Andy's, or the statue of Seth Taylor. That's who he's dressed up as. That's, as I said, it's the amateur tribute artist contest, and the folks just really enjoy themselves being able to go out there and have fun. Now, she was also talking about Sean of the South. So his name's Sean Dietrich. If you've never heard of Sean, he is Sean of the South. He's kind of a Louis Grizzard type writer and a great guy. And he showed up. I knew he was coming. I knew he was going to be there. But I didn't announce it because, you know, I didn't want people just to be coming just because Sean was coming. And mainly I wanted him to be able to have a good time and not be, swamped. Because he had several fans that were there. Jono was one of them. And they were very excited that he showed up at the Mayberry meetup. And I was too. Great guy. And I got to go on the squad car tour with him on Saturday morning. We had planned to go with Norm. But then we got over. They ran out of room on the trolley. So Norm was going to do the trolley tours. And instead, we ended up going on the squad car tours from over at Wally Service Station rather than the tour with Norm, which I hate that. So maybe next year I can go with Norm. But we had a great time. Lots of great friends there at the Mayberry meetup. We've got, I think, one more final message, and this is from Carrie.
Hey, Alan, it's Carrie Brown. Just wanted to say thanks for everything that you and Jan and Steve and Rita and everybody did to pull together this Mayberry meetup. It was incredible. One bright spot for me this trip was that I actually got to go to Siler City this trip and visit Aunt Bee's grave that has been on my list for a while and I haven't been able to make it, but you know, the Mayberry family has always been very important to me, but since I lost my mom a few months ago, I just really appreciate the love and support that everyone gave me. And I know our Mayberry family suffered a couple of losses over the past several months. And I know that Dewey and Roger would both have loved that they were remembered with smiles and laughter. And of course, we miss them all. And just thanks again to everybody. I love you guys and can't wait to see everybody again soon. Bye.
Thank you, Carrie, and thank you so much. I'm glad you enjoyed yourself and it just getting to spend time with friends and Mayberry folks. I think it's great. So I want to thank everybody that donated to the raffle because they had a raffle both nights because last year it rained and we didn't get to have the raffle. So we had all this stuff from last year, plus some stuff was donated this year. And so both nights we were able to do raffle tickets and people won chances to win great prizes that were everything from Andy Griffith Show trivia games to Prince of Goober to, you know, there was just all kinds of stuff. You get some miracle salve. There was all kinds of things you had a chance to win. And when you drew your ticket, you got to go over and pick out one prize. And then they had a few things that were for a solid auction. So that was there as well. And the tribute artist contest, the amateur tribute artist contest is always a lot of fun. Friends, I really encourage you, if you didn't get to come to the meetup, try to come next year. And even better, go to Mayberry Days, go to a Mayberry event in your area. There's several coming up in the next several weeks. Matter of fact, this coming weekend, I'm going to be up in Indiana. There's an event in Indiana on July the 30th. We're going to be showing the Mayberry Man movie at the Can-Can Cinema in Indianapolis. That's on Saturday, starts around 12 o'clock. And the next day, we're going to be over in Danville, Indiana, and having a little Mayberry Street Festival a little bit and the movie as well, starting around, you know, before lunch. So get over there at 10 o'clock or so and we'll be there. It's going to be kind of wrapping up the fundraising for the Mayberry Man, the series as well. So I definitely want to encourage you guys to go out there and support that if you have an opportunity and it's something you'd be interested in doing. About 164 people have donated right now. It's only at 53%. We've only got a few days left. There's lots of possible things you could do there to be a part of the series and maybe even be in an episode as an extra or something. So there's lots of things. Go and check it out. A link in our show notes will take you to the Indiegogo page for Mayberry Man, the series. So folks, we've been in here for a while. So I think we're not going to do trivia this week. I think we're going to leave it at all of this. And I hope you have had a good time. And I hope in some way it has made you feel like you would want to go to a Mayberry event. You heard all these great folks talking and telling their experiences at these Mayberry meetup. And I have to tell you, it's always a very special event for me. I love getting together with our friends, our Mayberry friends and family. And we do Friday and Saturday. And then this year we wrap it up as we do every year on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. We have the Mayberry Bible study. This year we had Brian Rose as a guest presenter. He presented it instead of me. So folks got to hear Brian Rose give one of his, if you have never heard it, the Mayberry Devotion podcast. He does the Mayberry Devotional podcast. If you go to twochairsnowaiting.com, look around on their website, there's a link to those. And Brian, we spent about an hour there doing that. And then everybody started packing up and heading home. And wow, it's a great time. Folks, the folks tell me it takes them too long to get there. Oh, I live 2 hours away. I live 7.5 hours driving, not stopping from Mount Airy. So don't be telling me you live 2 hours away. It's too far. Unless you're in a horse, then maybe take some time and make plans and try to go, because you would not be disappointed. At the minimum, you're going to meet some amazing people that may end up being friends for life, because I can tell you now that all these Mayberry events that I've done over the years have basically, I've met friends that I would have never known. And people that, I care about, that were not for the Indy Griffith Show, I would have never known about it. So try to make plans to come to one of these events and go with us and just see what it's like. It may not be your thing, but boy, if it is, I know you're going to enjoy it. So with that said, I think it's time to get out of here, and we'll see you guys next week. I'd love to hear from you. You give me a call at 888-684-8415 and leave me a message, just like all those wonderful folks tonight did. Or you can go over to twochairsnowaiting.com and click the leave a voicemail button that's right there on the side of the page. And you can leave a voicemail like that. If you have a computer with a microphone, it's easy, very easy. And I'd love to hear from you. And I know everybody else that listens would like to hear from you too. So, folks, I hope you have a Mayberry week and things are wonderful. And we'll see you guys next time right here on Two Chairs.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.